guardo del riguardo, vostra bella
il codon orace trovo a sentire il marima.
You're listening to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society with me. My name's Mark Borowick. Today I'm featuring a classic. Just to take you on a little journey, this hour we're going to dedicate to the music of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We're going to feature the album known, or colloquially known as Monin, from 1958. More than any other album in the canon of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, 1958's Monin, featuring the great drummer with trumpeter Lee Morgan, tenor saxophonist Benny Golson, pianist Bobby Timmons, and bassist Jamie Merritt, was the perfect crystallization of the band's bluesy, soulful sound, and it still stands today as perhaps the most quintessential, that's a nice word, isn't it? Quintessential hard bop recording of all time. Originally self-titled, the album was later renamed Monin due to the popularity of Timmons, that's Bobby Timmons, unforgettable opening track. And that's, of course, Monin. And, of course, Bobby Timmons wrote the title track. All the other tracks written by Benny Golson. Benny Golson is the tenor saxophonist. We're going to track through all of the six. There's the seventh one is an alternate take of the title track, Monin. Let's start that now. Let's get on with the show. We'll have a little brief introduction.
For those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. Thank you.
Cool jazz, jazz cool. Monin, originally titled Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We just heard the title track from pianist Bobby Timmons. The rest of the tracks on this Blue Note Classic album, known as Blue Note 4003, was recorded in 1958, October 1958, released January of 1959. Art Blakey's first album for Blue Note in several years after a period of recording for a number of different labels, and marked both a homecoming and a fresh start. Again, originally the LP was self-titled, but the instant popularity of the bluesy opening track Moanin' by pianist Bobby Timmons led to its becoming known by that title. The album also introduced several indelible Benny Golson compositions, and Benny Golson's the tenor saxophonist on this date, so to speak. The Benny Golson compositions that would become standards of the jazz songbook, including Along Came Betty and Blues March. The next track I'm going to feature from this album is Are You Real? But first, just there's a bit of a warm-up banter between Lee Morgan, the trumpeter, and Rudy Van Gelder, the recording engineer. And we'll hear that little bit of banter right now, right here.
I'm not staying too close when we play the ensemble, am I? You mean when I take my solo? Yeah, well, I'll step back a little bit because I come in very loud.
Is that it? This is take four.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Are You Real? The pulsive 32-bar piece with 4-bar tag featuring 2-part writing for Benny Golson and trumpeter Lee Morgan. Art Blakey was an American jazz drummer and bandleader. He was briefly known as Abdullah ibn Buhayna after he converted to Islam for a short time in the late 1940s. Art Blakey made a name for himself in the 1940s in the big bands of Fletcher Henderson and Billy Eckstein. He was born October 11, 1919, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. He passed away 6th of October, 1990. We're celebrating some of the works of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, particularly through this album that was recorded in 1958 and released in 1959, titled originally just Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, but from then on known as Moanin', after the title track, written by the pianist Bobby Timmons. The rest of the originals are by saxophonist Benny Golson, who was not with the Jazz Messengers for all that long, this being the only American album on which he is featured. Next track coming up is, because it's Along Came Betty. This is more lyrical, a long-lined piece, almost serving as the album's ballad. Let's just hear a little bit of introduction from Art Blakey, just to hear the man himself.
And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note, right here from Cafe Bohemia. We wish for you to come in and relax, take off your shoes and have a ball. Sure. So as the message is being delivered, ladies and gentlemen, you may pat your feet and have a ball. Come on in, sit down and wail. Thank you.
track 4 from the album now known as Moanin' from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1958, recorded in 1958, released in 1959. We're here in Canberra, the capital of cool Canberra. We're tracking through Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers album Moanin'. Just heard from Along Came Betty. Not quite a ballad, but probably the slowest track on the recording. The next track is The Drum Thunder Suite. It is a feature for Art Blakey. It's in three movements, titled Drum Thunder. The next one is Cry a Blue Tear. And the third one is Harlem's Disciples. It's another composition by Benny Golson. Coming up, Blues March will follow that. But first, let's just hear a little bit of banter between Lee Morgan and Art Blakey.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to do a tune, and we sincerely hope you enjoy our version of
Drum Thunder Suite.
Thank you.
Jazz, modern jazz. We heard from the Drum Thunder Suite, a workout for the group leader, Art Blakey, on drums. Three movements, Drum Thunder, Cry a Blue Tear, and Harlem's Disciples. The Drum Thunder Suite became staples of the Jazz Messengers book, even after Bobby Timmons and Ben Golson left. Think of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Jazz, hard bop, bebop, sometimes bebop and beyond. Sometimes a long way beyond. But tonight we're sticking with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, to be precise, from the album Moanin', now known as Moanin'. Next up, we're going to hear from Blues March. It calls on the feeling of New Orleans marching bands, and the album finishes on its only standard, an unusually brisk reading of Come Rain or Shine, but that's coming up shortly. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in his meticulous Hackensack studios, the recording reflects the hallmark precision associated with that engineer. Let's hear Blues March.
Thank you.
Blues March from Up Lakey and the Jazz Messengers from what was originally the self-titled album became increasingly known by the title of the first cut off that album, and that was titled Moanin', from the pen of Bobby Timmons, and Bobby Timmons the pianist on that recording session from 1958. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, that's the album we've been featuring. We heard the blues march there. It says it calls on a feeling of New Orleans marching band, but it always sounds to me a little bit like introduction to one of those MGM movies of days gone by. But who am I? Who am I to argue? There's only one more track off the album, and it's titled Come Rain or Come Shine, and it's written by Harold Arland and John Mercer. And I'll be playing that one very shortly, but just a little bit more about the album. The album stands as one of the archetypal hard bop albums of the era, and it's known for the intensity of Art Blakey's drumming and the work of Lee Morgan, Benny Golson, Bobby Timmons, and for its combinations of old-fashioned gospel and blues influences with a sophisticated modern jazz sensibility. The album was identified by jazz critic Scott Yano as one of the 17 essential hard bop recordings of all time. AllMusic gives it a 5-star review, stating Moanin' includes some of the greatest music Blakey ever produced in the studio with arguably his very best band. It ranks with the very best of Blakey and what modern jazz offered in the late 1950s and beyond. And we'll have, just to take us out, let's hear the last track off the album, Come Rain or Come Shine. But first, introduction, another one of those short introductions. So a cooking session for Blue Note Records. Art Blakey.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records. When you applaud for the different passages, your hands go right over the records there, so when they play them over and over throughout the country, you may be someplace and say, well, that's my hand on one of those records that I dug down at Birdland. We're bringing back to the band set at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the great Art Blakey and his wonderful group featuring the new trumpet sensation. Let's get together and bring Art Blakey to the bandstand with a great big round of applause. We'll be right back.
note we'll leave you for. My name is Mark. I hope you've enjoyed the programming. We've been hearing from the Jazz Messengers in this past hour. They were a jazz combo that existed for over 35 years, beginning in the early 1950s as a collective and ending when the longtime leader and founding drummer Art Blakey died in 1990. Art Blakey led or co-led the group from the outset. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers became synonymous over the years, though Blakey did lead non-Messenger recording sessions and played as a sideman for other groups throughout his career. Here's a quote from Art Blakey. "Yes, sir, I'm going to stay with the youngsters. When these get too old, I'm going to get some younger ones. Keeps the mind active." The group evolved into a proving ground for young jazz talent. While veterans occasionally reappeared in the group, by and large, each iteration of the Messengers included a lineup of new, young players. Having the Messengers on one's resume was a rite of passage in the jazz world and conveyed immediate bona fides. Many former members of the Jazz Messengers established careers as solo musicians, such as Lee, Morgan, Benny, Gold, the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, and we will finish the program with that vocal version by Karen Allison of Monin from her album In Blue.
Every morning, find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I've seen. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. What I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning I find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I've seen. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I've seen. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with